Thank you for calling XPO. This is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Rick Norton, and I'm scheduled to have one of your service reps come out and install a microwave for us that we purchased as a package with appliances from Home Depot. And I spoke to Chris, I think it was this morning, and I let him know that when he told me that it was going to be between 12 and 4, he was going to try and make sure that somebody was here and out of here by 3 o'clock, because my wife and I both have doctor's appointments at different locations, but the time is, what I'm saying is one of us can't be here.
Okay, only one of you has to be there?
I know, but neither one of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no one 18 or older can be there either?
What's that?
No one 18 or older would be able to be there either?
No, there's nobody
else
in the house.
Okay. And so is it...
Chris, that's why I called this morning, and I hadn't heard anything, although I wasn't expecting anything early, but I wanted to give him a heads up that we had this conflict.
Okay. Give me just a moment to pull this up.
He said that it looked like I was still, even though they're telling me 12 to 4, that it looked like I might be earlier. And I said, well, will somebody get back to me? What I don't want to do is just get back to me and tell me they're on their way, and I'm in a doctor's office. So.
Right. I understand. Give me just a moment. I'm just trying to find my mouse. There it is. Okay. And then what is your zip code?
32162.
32162. Just a moment.
Thank you.
And it's scheduled for today?
No, tomorrow.
Okay. Whew. All right. Give me just a second. So I was like, there's no ticket. Okay. All right. And then can you verify, you've already given me the name, the address on this?
Yes, it's 3280 Hopewell Street. The name is Norton, last name N-O-R-T-U-N.
Okay, let me take a look here. Okay. So with Home Depot, they only do 4-hour increments on the scheduling. So let me take a look at the route and see what he was going off of there.
Okay.
Because he's probably going off of your place on the route. All right.
Yeah. Like I said, I spoke to Chris, and he said he was going to try and get to whomever, give him a heads up. But, I mean, there's just not going to be anybody here after 3 o'clock.
I understand. One good thing, I'm looking at the route. There's not a lot of mileage between you and everybody else. So that works in your favor. The route starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and there are 4 stops ahead of you. So what... Chris has probably already done this. So what I'm going to do on my end, because you're speaking to the after-hours call center, you were probably speaking to corporate earlier. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get, you know, an additional message over to the service provider advising that they need to let you know if that's not something that can be accommodated so that you can just give us a call back and reschedule.
Change the date or,
yes.
Yeah, I don't want anybody wasting time to come out here for something that we're not here.
And
so
they don't want to waste their time either, I promise you that.
No, that's what I'm saying, yeah. No, I don't want to waste their time.
I understand.
Okay,
wait,
that's good. That's all I can ask. And, you know, if somebody could, if you could leave a message on there that if somebody could contact us in the morning, if there's a change and they know that they're going to be here, you know, because I don't know how long I've seen them put one of these in. It doesn't take too long, but it's going to take at least an hour, which means he's got to be here by 2. If he's going to be gone by 3.
Right. Exactly.
We got to get it, you know what I'm saying?
Let me see what you're having installed.
Just the micro.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them do full kitchens in an hour. You'd be surprised how quickly they can get these done.
After I saw these guys bring the appliances in yesterday, no.
Those are not the same people at all. That's why.
Oh,
so it's home delivery. We're complex install.
Okay, great.
They'll hook up, like, your non-complex appliances that just need to be plugged in and whatnot, but they use us for built-in appliances specifically. Customers need to leave at 3 p.m. Need you there by 2.
That's perfect.
Is something that can't be accommodated. I'm going to send this in an email as well to the service provider office. I'm also putting in the comments on the order. Please let the customer know first thing. so that,
and we can reschedule. Our other microwave is still working. It's not like it's, you know, a huge thing. But again, I don't want to waste everybody's time.
Right. I mean, I couldn't live too long without my microwave. I've got children. That would not work out. All right. Bear with me just a second.
You need a backup.
All right. So I am getting this also over to the service provider. I'm asking them to take a look at the route on their end because they know better than any of us sitting here in a call center will know. They'll be able to take a look at everything that's being installed before you. And I'm asking them to just give it an honest look. You're okay with rescheduling if they can't do it. And then if they respond back to me, nobody indicates they've reached out to you, I'll reach out to you tomorrow morning to give you an update if they haven't reached out to you.
I appreciate
or there's no
it. I can't ask for anything more.
Okay, sir. Well, let me give you your order number in the case that you do need to call back and reschedule.
Wait a minute. Let me mark it down. Well, is it the – well.
I promise you it's not the Home Depot one. But if you have an 8-digit one, that's 07 at the beginning.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's 07018658.
Okay, let me repeat that number, 07018658.
Yes, sir. So if you call us back and you provide that number, you will be they'll pull your order right up and see if there's been any updates, and that's how they can check for a response to this email as well in the case that you reach a different agent. But like I said, if I get a response back, I will follow up with you.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for your help.
Yes, sir. You take care. Thanks for speaking with me here at XPO.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.